Rabah from Oakley. This is the Rorschach Turkey Update from the 20th of January, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. On Thursday the 15th, Hakan Fidan, the foreign minister, outlined Turkey's position on the unrest in Iran, firmly opposing any foreign military intervention. Fidan said Turkey sees regional stability as a priority and believes Iran must address its internal challenges without outside force. He held diplomatic talks with Abbas Araghchi, Iran's foreign minister, and remained in contact with U.S. officials as tensions escalated. Turkish officials stressed that external military involvement could deepen instability and complicate diplomatic efforts. The government also noted that the U.S. has not issued any formal sanctions-related decisions that would force Turkey to revise its ongoing trade and energy relations with Tehran. Still on the conflict within Iran, last week dozens of Iranians crossed into Turkey amid Iran's harsh crackdown on widespread protests. The arrivals took place at the Kapıkule border gate in the eastern Van province as violence escalated against demonstrators in Iran's largest unrest in years. Many arrivals carried personal belongings and headed into nearby towns. Authorities said the crossings didn't amount to mass migration, though the situation has heightened security concerns along Turkey's eastern frontier. Speaking of regional tension, on Sunday the 18th, President Erdogan spoke on the phone with Ahmad al-Shara, the Syrian leader, and said eliminating terrorism from all of Syria was essential for both regional stability and Syria's future. Erdogan said Turkey would increase the support for Syria in counterterrorism efforts and back the country's territorial integrity and unity. The call came days after the Syrian government announced a ceasefire and integration deal with the Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, a U.S.-backed group active in northern and eastern Syria. Under the agreement, the SDF will hand control of key provinces and resources to the state while vetted fighters join the army or the police. Turkey welcomed the deal, calling it a rare opportunity for stability, reconstruction, and regional calm. Next up, on Thursday the 15th, Turkey announced it will deploy fighter jets to Estonia and Romania under NATO air policing missions. The move is part of NATO's efforts to strengthen Allied airspace security amid reported Russian airspace violations. Turkey plans a rotation in Estonia from August to November 2026 and another in Romania from December 2026 to March 2027. The deployments continue Turkey's active role in NATO operations. Turkey is also preparing to host the 2026 NATO summit in Ankara in July. On that note about security, on Sunday the 18th, renewed discussions about a strategic defense pact between Turkey, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia gained traction in international forums. Reports suggested that the countries are exploring a formal alliance structured somewhat like NATO, in which an attack on one member of the organization would be considered an attack on all. The proposed pact reflects shifting security dynamics among key Muslim-majority states and marks a significant potential step in regional cooperation beyond traditional Western alliances. On Wednesday the 14th, a street fight between two groups, including children, ended with the fatal stabbing of Atlas Çalyan, a 17-year-old boy, after an argument that reportedly began over a hostile look. The police said a 15-year-old boy stabbed Çalyan in the chest. Officers arrested the suspect at the scene, while paramedics rushed Çalyan to the hospital, where he later died. The killing triggered strong public reaction, with anger spreading on social media over youth violence, knife access, and the young ages involved. Many users linked the case to earlier deaths of teenagers, including Ahmet Minguzi, saying repeated incidents show a wider problem. Calls grew for stricter controls and better protection for children. Police later detained people accused of posting provocative messages and threatening the family of the deceased. Cybercrime investigations raised the total number of detainees to 6. More about youth violence, as an article published in Turkish on the beer gun news outlet, Ayça Solmez, exclaimed a newly completed indictment involving minors in the Casper criminal gang. Solmez reported that prosecutors prepared an indictment covering 68 children, most of them between 15 and 17 at the time of the alleged crimes. 6 of the suspects are girls, and some were born outside Turkey. The article described how the gang allegedly targeted teenagers from low-income neighborhoods, assigning them violent roles and promising payments that often never arrived. Soylemez argued that the case exposed a system where both victims and perpetrators were children, raising wider concerns about youth exploitation, organized crime, and the failure to protect minors from being pulled into violence. To read the full piece, check out the link in the show notes. On Sunday the 18th, motorcycle couriers across 40 cities, including Istanbul and Ankara, began a 3-day work stoppage, halting deliveries to protest low pay, long hours, and unsafe working conditions after months of failed talks with delivery companies. The president of the Motorcycle Courier Workers Association said companies announced pay increases that never reached workers, leaving many earning less while working shifts of up to 15 hours a day. He also said the widespread belief that couriers earn high wages has reduced tipping and shifted public attention away from real problems. However, safety has become the central issue. Association figures show 58 couriers died in 2024 and 68 in 2025. Most were around 25 years old, turning the protest into a warning about lives being lost, not just income. In other news, on Monday the 19th, the Parliament sent presidential motions seeking to lift legislative immunity for several opposition lawmakers to the Joint Committee, made up of members of the Constitution and Justice Commissions. The files cover a broad political spectrum and include Özgür Özel, the head of the main opposition, the Republican People's Party, or CHP, the party's parliamentary group deputy chair, and lawmakers from the CHP, the Good Party, the People's Equality and Democracy Party, and the Workers' Party of Turkey. On Tuesday the 20th, residents in the southern city of Adana stepped up protests against the Housing Development Administration of Turkey, or TOKI, saying a promised housing project has left them stuck with rising costs and unpaid homes. People living in the Yurir district said that they gave up their old houses in 2021 for a renewal project that was supposed to finish in about 18 months. TOKI officials had told them that they would only start paying after they moved into their new homes and that they would get rent support in the meantime. 4 years later, those apartments are still unfinished. Rent help falls far below real rents, and residents say that debts have ballooned to roughly five times what they originally signed for. With money tight, families called for debt relief and direct talks with officials. Also on Tuesday the 20th, the country's statistics authority reported that home sales rose sharply last year, showing signs of renewed demand in the housing market. Reports show that total home sales in December 2025 climbed nearly 20% compared to December 2024, reaching over 250,000 units. For the full January-December 2025 period, sales rose about 14% to almost 1.7 million homes compared to the previous year. Foreign buyers purchased over 2,500 homes in December, up around 5% year-on-year, but accounted for roughly 1% of total sales. Over the year, foreign purchases fell nearly 10% to a little over 21,500 units, making up about 1.3% of overall sales. Russians led foreign purchases, followed by buyers from Iran and Ukraine, with Istanbul, Antalya, and Mersin topping the city list. Finally, on Monday the 19th, President Erdogan approved the second phase of a long-term strategy targeting the Roma community, an ethnic group within Turkey. Roma communities often face lower access to education, higher unemployment, insecure housing, and discrimination in daily life. Many work in informal jobs such as seasonal labor, recycling, or street vending, which limits stable income and social security. The 2026 to 2030 action plan follows an earlier phase launched in 2023. The government says the plan aims to improve access to public services and strengthen social inclusion. The plan focuses on education, healthcare, employment, housing, and social support. The Ministry of Family and Social Services will coordinate the program with other ministries involved and provincial governors responsible for local implementation. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Remember that we sell very cool t-shirts. Check them out with a link in the show notes. Hoşça kalın.